There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? This week's
it
just kind of weird.
It is, man. It's hump day with the trade deadline yesterday and everything.
Right.
Now we can get back to kind of normalcy and see what's going around the rest of the NFL. Good morning, Dust Man.
Good morning, Mr. Fesco. Number one sports personality.
Oh, thank you very much.
Welcome. Yeah. It was voted on.
Yes, it was. You're right. I was talking to my mother about it yesterday. She sends me a text yesterday. Nobody's dead and nobody's sick. Can we call you now? Are you available? So
yeah.
I called her right away.
I love that she gives the pre-narrative.
Well, you have to these days, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
your phone rings, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, like every time I call Tammy from the Wesson, who died? Nobody died. We're just going to have a conversation, but that's kind of the way it's become, you know, I think with a lot of us, right? You're probably in those situations as well. And
yeah.
So my mother called me yesterday. She goes, I just wanted to congratulate you on winning that award. I'm like, thanks, Mom. You know, Mom appreciates that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Mom likes that kind of stuff. So that was yesterday in a nutshell for me. Had a pear.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
Do you eat the skin?
Yeah, you have to eat the skin. I was thinking about baking the pears.
Mm.
Cinnamon and
dehydrated pears are good in your bourbon in the wintertime.
Oh, all right. I'll have to think about it. Do you have a dehydrator?
No, my buddy does.
All right.
And I just like buy him fruit. And yeah. I say, with a couple of those, leave me a few. Yeah. What friends are for?
That's dehydrating your fruit?
Yeah. Hey, man, while you're at it, you know, here's a couple extra apples, you know.
I'll dehydrate these.
Take
for
a few
me.
Of those as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
No, we can get into the trade deadline a little bit later. So I think there's a new narrative in football.
All right.
I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't think it's anything that I was driving into work today and I started like laughing out loud in my car. I'm serious. Like an LOL, like a real LOL.
A real LOL?
Yeah.
Wow.
To me, the Chiefs are laughable.
Okay.
So hold on.
All right.
Ride with me here.
Yeah. What are you, Nelly?
Yeah. I mean, got an L in the back.
That's
ready.
Right.
Good day for that. Looked like death outside, driving in with all the dense fog and everything.
I saw Christmas like inflatables at some houses this morning. Like people are ready, you know?
Yeah. I want to be that guy that goes against it and just goes full Thanksgiving in my front yard, like turkey, cornucopia,
everything. Yeah, absolutely.
Have
do
like
that.
The processes of turkey.
Uh-huh.
No, but anyways, so the Chiefs are laughable. Here's why. They're 8-0.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that people still think, like, because I'm confused as, like, I was telling Mac today, if I go to my fantasy football league and there's a guy in our league that's 9-0,
mm-hmm.
he's in first place. He's the best team.
Right.
Why? Hasn't lost.
Hasn't lost.
Right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs are not considered the best team in football, yet they're 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, you know, but it's laughable to me because that's the step one of the laughable trick. The second one is, go look at Mahomes' last two games, right? Here he comes.
Right.
Right. But yet, oh my,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's talk about Lamar being the MVP.
That's
who's
right.
got three losses.
Right.
To two teams.
That's
that
right.
the Chiefs will have beat.
That's right.
Vegas and Cleveland.
Correct.
Right. And he's lost to
the Chiefs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's laughable to
right.
me. Because everybody's like, oh, dude, Mahomes' numbers don't look at. Go look at his numbers in the third and fourth quarter.
Do you see his overtime numbers?
Yes.
Do you realize he's 8-0 in overtime?
Don't like, do it. Why do you think Baker had the reaction that he had?
Because Baker knew his day was done.
Right.
He wasn't getting the ball back.
Right. It's like Colin Cowherd said yesterday, go for two Todd Bowles, or would you rather go for six more minutes of torture?
Right.
You chose 6 minutes of torture. The other thing that's laughable is go look at Travis Kelce's numbers that we gave yesterday since the Rashee Rice injury. He is starting to come along even more and be into that role, right? Now he's on pace. I think Cody tweeted yesterday for 925 receiving yards.
If Travis Kelce gets you 925 receiving yards this year, that's a hell of a season.
And here we were, me, you, Mac, everybody concerned that he had 36 through 3 weeks.
That's right.
Now he's on track to almost get 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what we said, though. This time of the year, he'll start to come on, right?
The other part that's laughable is that they're 8-0, and there's no question in my mind they play the toughest schedule in the NFL. You know they have one of the bottom easiest schedules in the remaining of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Denver's on there twice. Pittsburgh's on there. That's a tough game. Houston and Buffalo. Those are the three tough ones. According to schedule. Yeah. Denver on there twice. Los Angeles at home. Cleveland, Carolina. You can do whatever you want on those days.
Carolina's got a big one in Germany this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Jets, right?
Giants.
Oh, Giants.
Even
yeah.
better.
Nice. Daniel Jones, Bryce Young. Who do you want to defend you? I'll die. But no, and I think that when you look at that, it's to me, it's like, but here we are. And everything is starting to turn around and become this, you know, this like ride for the Chiefs. 8-0, you get everybody's Super Bowl. You played Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, right?
Atlanta's a pretty good team. They're running away with the division, I think, right?
Everybody's starting to get on board with Harbaugh and Herbert and thinking it's working.
Oh God, yes, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I heard a couple guys yesterday say they'd take Herbert and Harbaugh over Goff and Campbell.
Oh, okay,
for coach quarterback tandem.
But you could argue. I mean, if you really wanted to get down in the nerds and the nuts and bolts, I'd listen to an argument on that. But I also say the records do speak for themselves.
Right.
You know,
Goff's been pretty good.
You know, it's funny because we live in this world of like college basketball in the tournament. These resumes that everybody puts together. The NFL, you don't need a resume. The only resume that matters are wins and losses. Anything else is uncivilized.
Right. And I just think that it's just extremely laughable that there's all these things that indicate that are just going away.
Yeah.
Like they're just being ignored. Like it's like, okay, they're 8-0. That's cool. What's always the next question? But who they play?
Who they play?
The Niners, the Falcons,
right.
the Ravens, who are considered by some the best
the
team.
The best team,
right?
Yeah, right.
You just beat, you know, a team in overtime. You're handling games. You're not allowing 30 points. You can get really nerdy if you really want. And I just think it's just a laughable thing because of how all these things tell you, yeah, they're a great team. But the problem is that everybody's like, yeah, well, they're not blowing anybody out.
Yeah, but see, it's always just like continually to move the bar for the Chiefs, right? No matter what they do, they really have. I was listening to Boomer Esiason yesterday on our sister station, WFAN out of New York, and he's basically conceding the fact that the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. Like, let's stop. And that's a guy who played the game, right? Like, so he understands what this league is all about, and he's called games for 1,000 years and, you know, been around the NFL for as long as he has and stole from the company kitchen that one time. which is still still the best video that we have, Boomer Esiason and stealing snacks here. But I was listening to him yesterday, and he was talking about the Chiefs, and it was, you know, after the Monday night game, obviously, and how good, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs really are. Like, no matter what you do, they find a way. And I hate to continue to use the term, like, Patrick Mahomes is a cheat code and Andy Reid is a cheat code, because that's undermining what they do. What those guys do is truly, truly remarkable, and it's unbelievable that they're able to continue to refresh themselves, stay on top, continue to do the things that keep them in first place. And people want for so bad, for so long, to have somebody else up there, to give somebody else the opportunity to talk about somebody else, because I think from a national level, it gets boring continually talking about the Kansas City Chiefs because they're not on the I-95 corridor for ESPN to wax poetically about. And so this is where we sit, where everybody's trying to find somebody or a team or something that is better than the Chiefs, and they just continually go out there and win. And they got an opportunity to move to 9-0 on the season with a game against Denver at noon on Sunday. I believe they will move to 9-0 on the season. And then they have their biggest test of the year, obviously, going on the road to Buffalo. But I mean, this is a team that is just the best in the NFL, and people should stop wasting time trying to figure out why they're not good and just enjoy this greatness, because we don't get this a lot in sports, whether it be at a professional level or a collegiate level, where you can just sit back and watch greatness happen and recognize that greatness is happening right now. We live in a country where we try to bring everybody down all the time and beat everybody over the head, and this isn't good, and this isn't good, and this team is better. Just accept that the Chiefs are the best in the NFL. And even Boomer said, he goes, this is the best dynasty that we've ever seen in the NFL. And people don't want to admit that, don't want to recognize that, and don't want to accept that.
Mac, do you ever talk to your old colleagues ever, like during the NFL season, and be like, hey, what's the conversation in Nashville about Kansas City?
Yeah, I was actually just kind of having that conversation because the D-Hop news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing. Like, they just added DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
Like, do you think we had this question. Do you think DeAndre Hopkins has a game better than he had already in the week two, in the second week that he was here?
I think it's a pretty good game, but I think he'll probably hit 100 at least one time. You know, I do. I think he'll have big opportunities, and he may not put up the numbers, but I think the eye test will tell you he has bigger games. There will be a game. Maybe it's Buffalo in 2 weeks, right? Where this team is tied or whatever. They're moving the ball down the field and it's 3rd and 8. And then there's DeAndre Hopkins who gets you 9-10 yards, keeps a drive alive. Like plays like that. That's where I really think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be valuable, giving Patrick Mahomes another trustworthy receiver that he knows if he throws the ball in his general vicinity, he's going to make the play. Was DeAndre Hopkins have 4 drops in the last 13 years or something like that? Like, the guy catches the football. He is reliable. And that's the biggest thing about DeAndre Hopkins. To me, it's not going to be about the gaudy numbers, even though we live in a fantasy world. It's like, what did you do to help this team win this football game? And I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be in that conversation every single week with him making plays that help this team win football games.
Well, and I think, you know, you put him in a situation to succeed, he's going to be able to do that. And just DeAndre Hopkins just hasn't been in a situation to succeed. And I think that's kind of part of what you guys are getting at. It's also laughable that the Chiefs have this system that is set up where you guys got guys coming here. Samaje Perine, I mean, a lesser known player, not D-Hop, but he had post-press game conferences or comments saying kind of the same exact thing. Like, I'm so happy I'm here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
What they're doing to veterans, kind of turning around, they're revamping their energy for the game of football. It's pretty amazing
to see.
Well,
it's true. It happens. I mean, when you get put into new situations, you get put with a winner, like, all of a sudden, you're going to play better. Like, those nicks, those bangs, those bruises aren't as bad as they were if you're on a 2-7 football team, right? Like, all right, I'm going to get up in the morning, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to play, and I'm going to fight through this stuff because I'm on an 8-0 football team. I'm not playing in Cleveland anymore. I'm not playing in Tennessee anymore. I'm on a good team right now. And it's amazing how healthy you get when you're out there playing for a winning team and having fun doing it.
It's also laughable they took Kareem Hunt off the street. And if he would have been played since week one in this system, I think you'd have a conversation of who's the offensive player of the year between he and Derrick Henry.
You may be able to have that conversation.
Yeah, he's pretty far behind. But if he was here week one putting up these kind of numbers, because what's he got, 4 touchdowns?
And 100 and some yards rushing the other day alone. I mean, he's been an unbelievable. I mean, Brett Veach has just got the magic touch, man. Like, it's just unbelievable. Every player that they pick up comes into this organization and produces and gives you something that you didn't have before that player came in here. And that's why it's so important to always take care of that bottom third of the roster. And look, these guys do it. And now you're going to get, you know, Isaiah Pacheco back, potentially Hollywood Brown back later in the year as well. And then when the calendar turns to 2025 and we're getting ready for playoff football, all of a sudden the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be healthier than they've ever been before.
Kareem Hunt has played in 5 games, started in 4. So obviously the first one didn't really count.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that he should be in the conversation, but if he's got here week one, he should be. He's got 111 attempts for 414 yards, 3.7 average, not the greatest, but 5 touchdowns, and he's averaging 82 yards a game. The Chiefs are literally running the ball 25 times a game. They're saying run the ball.
Yeah.
And Kareem Hunt, because of that sort of factor.
Mm-hmm. Because they're using what they have strength in. And before you got DeAndre Hopkins and whatnot, I mean, it was a mash unit for the wide receivers. So why would you go out there and put your players in a situation that isn't good for them? Your job as a head coach is to put your people in position to be successful. And that's what Andy Reid always does.
It's laughable. Kareem Hunt could have had 10 touchdowns by now in the season. He's 5. He's played in 4 games.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
James. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.